Welcome to the Watoto Church Podcast. Prepare your heart as we listen to the message.
Hello, friends. It's always a joy for us to come to you with our weekly Watoto Church celebration service. Whether you are joining us online or on air, thank you so much for being a part of our service today. Now, I just want to start by celebrating what God is doing for us as a country by helping us manage this COVID-19 pandemic. We are so grateful that God has sustained us to this point. And we are also thankful for the government leaders and the Ministry of Health for the work that they are doing to ensure that we really handle this pandemic. So thank you. Thank you, nurses and doctors that are also working hard to treat those that have been found to test positive. I also want to bring some good news concerning our choirs that were in mandatory quarantine. I'll start with our choir that returned from Canada. They completed their 14 days of quarantine and all of them tested negative for COVID. God is so good. So right now they are in self-isolation for further monitoring, but we know they are all doing well. So I thank God for that. Thanks for praying for us. Now for our choir that returned from the UK, it's the one where a number of the choir members tested positive, 14, 7 children and 7 adults. I also bring good news to you, my friends, that they are responding well to the medication and they are on their way to full recovery. We are also celebrating God's goodness concerning our little boys and girls and the adults. And we also join and celebrate all the others that have recovered and those that are on the journey of recovering. Think of it, God has been so good to us as a country in that area. The other 8 members, by the way, of the choir that had been tested and were negative, they were tested again and they were actually negative. And so the 8 members of the UK choir of the 22 have also been released from mandatory quarantine and they are going into self-isolation for further monitoring. God is good and God works when we, his people, pray. So let's keep on in prayer, in faith, in hope, and let's keep on in love, trusting that God will take us through this season. Let's also not forget to actually take those preventive measures that have been given to us by the government. Those guidelines are key to help us corporately handle this pandemic spread. So I want to pray and get into God's word today that I'm really excited about to bring to you in your home, or if you're watching and listening on radio, I know this message will be a blessing to you. Father, I ask you to speak to us a message of hope, a message of encouragement today in this season that we face as we deal with the coronavirus pandemic. We know you are still God and you are on the throne and you have something to say even in this situation. So speak, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Now, we are in a time where in Uganda we've had an extension of the lockdown and we've been given another 3 weeks, which I believe is a wise decision so we can continue to monitor and manage the spread of the coronavirus. But what that does, it brings in the realities of lockdown. I mean, it is honestly tough. Tough days. It is tough days. Tough days on employers. It's tough days on employees with uncertainty. It's tough days for business people. It's tough days for everybody, literally. But when tough times come, here's what tends to happen. Some people, through the tough times, end up very bitter and negative. And other people will go through tough times, and because of their attitude, the tough times will break them. They don't survive. And then there are those who through tough times actually get out much better than they started. And here's what I want to share with you today. Your perspective when you are facing tough times matters. It matters whether you will end up bitter, broken, or better after the tough seasons. And there's 2 kinds of perspectives that are very, in fact, this first one is very common. I'm going to share the second one, which I believe we all need to adopt. So the first mindset that people tend to have in tough times is a survival mindset. How do I survive? And to survive means simply, how do I just remain alive? How do I just stay in existence or cope with the tough times? And that's a common mindset. And that mindset focuses much on me, what I can do or what others can do. It's so much focused on the individual, and that's why it's highly a survival mindset. How can I survive through? But there's another mindset, which is a God kind of mindset that we must embrace, and that is a thrive mindset. Thrive mindset. To thrive means that you grow through the tough times. It means that we develop, we flourish. And it is possible for us to grow and develop and flourish even in tough times. Because the thrive mindset does not focus on what I can do as an individual or what I have or don't have. It actually focuses on God, on what God can do for us in a time of going through tough seasons. So today, we're going to begin a brand new series that will run through the next number of weeks. And this is the title of the series, Thriving in Tough Times. That's the sermon series that we are going to embark on. God's desire, my friends, is that tough times don't make us bitter, they don't break us, but rather we come out better. We thrive through. And so I want to challenge you, quit the survival mindset. Embrace the thrive mindset. Because that's God's desire. So I want to read portions of scripture to show you God's heartbeat when it comes to thriving in tough times. I'll start with the very first Psalm. And here's what Psalm 1 says from verses 1 to 4. It says, blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, following their advice and example, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit down to rest in the seat of scoffers, but rather his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law, his precepts, his teachings, he habitually meditates day and night. And he will be, that person will be like a tree firmly planted and fed by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. Its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers and comes to maturity. What the psalmist here is saying, the kind of person who will flourish like a tree planted by the river, that person is one who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. That's a person who does not design the pattern of their life based on advice from people that are ungodly. Here's the truth, and here's the principle I want to bring out from that psalm. What you listen to, my friends, will determine whether you will thrive in tough times or you will fail in tough times. The kind of advice you embrace will determine whether you'll thrive or not thrive. So I want to advise you, every form of information that you get, evaluate it based on God's word. Like the psalmist says, the person who is blessed is one who dwells, meditates on what God's word says. So evaluate conversations, evaluate advice through the lenses of scripture. When I was getting married to my beautiful wife, I remember someone who came and they were giving advice. And they said to me, my wife wasn't there at that point, and said to me, you know, each time I see two people getting married, I always ask myself, of the two, who is telling a lie? I rejected that advice because that person's mindset was, you can never find two genuine people. I totally rejected it because it didn't line up with God's word. Because listen, every word you entertain in your life is very powerful. It will shape your thoughts, it will shape your feelings, or even your beliefs. And that's why someone says, do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly if you want to thrive. So here's my wisdom to you. If the words you hear do not align with God's word, discard them. Avoid ungodly chatter, ungodly talk, because it will destroy your life through these tough times we are going through. And there's so much ungodly chatter out there because of the tough times we're going through. Focus on God's word. Listen to wisdom that comes from people that have a thrive mindset, not one that brings negativity. So God wants us to thrive like a tree planted by the rivers, by the waters. The other text I want to read to you to show you God's heart in this season is Psalm 92, verses 12 to 15. It says, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. That's God's desire for us, my friends. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. They will flourish in the courts of our Lord. They will still bear fruit in old age, and they will stay fresh and green. That's God's desire for us. And they will proclaim, the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. Wow. Wow. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. Now, if you think about palm trees are amazing trees. They bring beauty when you find them in a compound. Palm trees actually grow in various kinds of environments. You'll find them in deserts. You'll find them in the equatorial region. You'll find them in all kinds of places. You'll find them at the beach. They survive. And palm trees have an interesting characteristic about them. When you watch any form of videos where there are hurricanes and big kinds of storms, notice palm trees. They will face that storm in an interesting way. Their leaves will shake, they will bend hard, but they never break. They always come back. Here's what the Bible's saying. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree, meaning tough times will come. They'll beat us up. We will bend, but like a palm tree, we will not break. When we come through it, we will be standing alive and strong. The righteous are like a palm tree. And it says also they are like the cedar of Lebanon. Now, that was a tree that grew in a very desert-like environment, but was evergreen. God's desire for us is that even in tough times, we are thriving. We are evergreen. Yes, we will be affected, impacted, bent, but not broken. That's God's desire. And the secret for you not to break and to stay evergreen is in verse 13 of that very psalm. It says, the righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon, planted in the house of the Lord. I know we are in days where we are no longer meeting in our regular celebration points or in our churches like we do. We are now home. But I encourage you, my friends, remain planted to your local church. Remain planted here at Watoto Church, to your small group. Stick there. This is not a time for us to quit. Remember, church is like a family. And you are not just a member of the family when things are going great. No, you are always a member of the family, whether things are good or things are not going great. You stick to it. Remain planted. And here's the truth that comes out of this text and that we've just read in the Psalms. Those who stay planted in the house of God are the ones who will thrive in tough times. Because there you find encouragement. You find people to pray with you. You find care in the family of God. So in order to thrive in tough times, remain planted in God's house and you will flourish like a palm tree. You will flourish like that cedar of Lebanon that stays green all through the seasons of life. That's God's desire, my friend, that you will thrive even in these tough times that we are going through. And verse 15 says, those kinds of people will say, the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there's no wickedness in him. You can only say that when you're planted in his house, because then you see God's strength come through for you. You will say, he's my rock, he's my solid rock, even in uncertain times. And you will prove that there's no wickedness in our God. God is always good. That's his nature. He never changes based on seasons that we face. He remains constantly God and constantly good. That's our God. And we can thrive even in tough times. The final text I want to read to you, which shows God's heart for us to thrive even in tough seasons, is in Jeremiah chapter 17, from verses 5 to 8. And this is what it says. And it's a word for us today, my friends. This is what God, this is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. That person will be like a bush in the wastelands. They will not see prosperity when it comes. They will dwell in the parched places of the desert, in a salt land where no one lives. But the ones who thrive, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be, there it comes again, they will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes, when difficulty comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Great text here that says it is possible to thrive in tough times if we will continue to trust in the Lord. So who are you trusting in this season? If you're trusting in human beings, trusting in yourself to take yourself through these seasons, my friends, you will most likely burn out, break, or end up bitter. If you want to go through tough seasons and thrive through them, our trust needs to be in the Lord. Now, there's a saying, tough times never last, but tough people do. Now, it sounds good, but you know what? Human strength has a limit. We all have a limit on our toughness. The most accurate one is this. Tough times never last, and those who trust in the Lord will outlast any tough time. They will thrive through. So I want to encourage you. Trust in the Lord in this season. He's more than capable to take us through and bring us through better, to help us to thrive through this season. And I want to conclude by reminding us from the wisdom from the psalmist, who says, if we want to flourish in tough times, if we want to thrive in tough times, what you listen to will determine whether you thrive in tough times or not. And the psalmist continues to encourage us in Psalm 92 that those who stay planted in God's house will thrive through tough times. And Jeremiah, those who trust in the Lord will thrive in tough times. So who are you trusting? As I close today, I want to make an invitation to you today to trust in the Lord. Yes, there's an extension. It's going to get tougher, but we can still thrive through because of our God. Maybe you do not know this God that I'm talking about. You've never embraced him as your personal Lord and Savior. I want to give you an opportunity to do that. The Bible in the book of Proverbs says this, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Today I know, you who's watching me today, who's listening to me, some of you need to acknowledge God as your Lord and Savior. I want to pray with you if that's you. Here's a simple prayer you can repeat after me. Say, dear Jesus, I recognize that on my own, I cannot make it through tough times. But I also recognize that I cannot save myself. I need a Savior. So Jesus, I ask you to save me from my sin. I ask you to be my guide, even in these tough times. Today, I invite you to be my Lord and my Savior. In your name I pray. Amen. 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 If you prayed that prayer, you are now a child of God, and you can have this confidence that you can thrive through tough times because God, your Father now, can sustain you through it. So quit the survival mentality. Embrace the thrive mentality, which is a God kind of mindset. Now, I want to invite you to join a great movement, a global movement, a movement of prayer. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name, if they will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and purpose to seek God's face, God said, I will hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land when God's people pray. So there's a global prayer movement that I want to invite you to be a part of, and it's called Unite 7:14. And you can check it out their website, www.unite714. And it's simple. It's about praying twice a day at 7:14 a.m. in the morning and 7:14 p.m. in the evening, crying out to God to heal our land. When we do this, we can trust God's supernatural power to heal this world of this pandemic. And next week, I can't wait to teach you and share with you on the subject, the power of prayer in thriving in tough times. God bless you. Have a fantastic day. Good to have been with you.
Thank you for listening. We hope this sets you up to live a truly blessed life. Tune in next time as we continue to explore the scriptures and learn how we can overcome fear with our faith. For comments and feedback or counseling, write to connect@portotochurch.com.